we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. May 2 and 3, 2008, Cyclone Nargis caused catastrophic destruction with more than 138,000 fatalities in Myanmar and over 1 million people homeless. Ruined crops signaled the threat of mass hunger. The fishing industry was likewise devastated. In response to the urgent situation in the country, Save the Children delivered several tons of necessities, providing water supplies and bringing comfort and relief to those in need. As one of the few international non-governmental organizations in Myanmar, Save the Children quickly reacted to this crisis.
Save the Children had a presence in Myanmar before the cyclone hit. We'd been there about 13 years. Wow. And we had about 500 staff roughly at the time. So we're well positioned to be able to respond quickly. Within a day of the cyclone hitting, we were able to assemble staff and start procuring items on the local market and delivering them to townships in Yangon. Since the cyclone hit, we've reached about roughly 480,000 people with some form of assistance or other. We're providing health work, we're providing assistance with livelihoods, with shelter, with child protection and education.
Established in England, the United Kingdom, in 1919 by Mrs. Englantine Jebb, Save the Children created a mission to bring about the well-being of children around the world. With 28 national members, the organization operates in more than 110 countries. After its immediate response in Myanmar, Save the Children furthered their caring efforts for two additional years by implementing long-term recovery strategies.
We plan to stay in the 14 of those 15 most affected districts. We expect to be able to reach about 800,000 families during that two-year period. We have been able to raise, through kind donations of people all around the world, nearly $25 million to do this. And so we have about 370 staff on the ground now. We expect to have about 800 to 900 staff in about 6 or 7 months' time to be able to implement that work, which will be focusing on education, child protection, on livelihoods and nutrition and health.
A year after the cyclone, Save the Children reported that it had assisted over 600,000 most affected people, including tens of thousands of children. More people were helped since that time in lasting practical ways. For instance, children were taught where to go in the event of another disaster, and materials were provided to rebuild a school that could also serve as a sturdy evacuation shelter. In recognition of their humanitarian aid to people affected by Cyclone Nargis in Myanmar, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Save the Children with the Shining World Compassion Award. The appreciation letter partially reads,
"With your organization's support, Myanmar will better provide for her citizens, returning hope and normality. Thank you, Save the Children, for benevolently assisting our less fortunate neighbors and hastening a return to better times. For devotedly rushing to the aid of those in danger, for caring for the welfare of the most vulnerable, for benevolence, good governance, and wisdom, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the great deeds of Save the Children. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai."
Save the Children was also presented with a crystal plaque and an assortment of gifts, including Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wilds.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next, we travel to Chile to meet another loving organization called A Roof for My Country, also known as El Techo, The Roof. Headquartered in Chile, this organization builds housing for underprivileged individuals and families throughout Latin America.
Porque ya vamos a tener donde dormir. Y bueno, para todos, un millón de gracias.
Since its establishment in 1997 by a group of Chilean university students, A Roof for My Country has expanded to 19 Latin American nations. With the support of more than 400,000 volunteers, this hard-working nonprofit group has built 76,000 emergency housing units across the continent. El Techo's social director, Claudio Castro, explained more on how the organization developed.
Nuestro proyecto es siempre crecer. La construcción de las viviendas de emergencia a nosotros nos permite vincular masivamente al grupo de jóvenes universitarios. Somos nosotros, somos los que más oportunidades hemos tenido en nuestro continente con familias que viven en extrema pobreza. Este vínculo se produce a través de la construcción de una vivienda de emergencia que busca resolver esta necesidad inmediata y concreta que es la vivienda, pero que al mismo tiempo lo vemos como un primer paso para poder seguir construyendo y avanzando hacia el desarrollo, tratando de que las familias sean protagonistas, que puedan aprovecharse de nuestras oportunidades, de su propia organización, de su propio trabajo.
In 2010, A Roof for My Country launched an emergency project to help provide basic housing for the Haitians after the catastrophic 7.0 magnitude earthquake in January, which claimed about 220,000 lives and left almost 2 million people homeless.
Haití es el país que ha sido, además fue afectado por un terremoto terrible a comienzos de año. Estamos con un proyecto tratando de construir miles de viviendas de emergencia, que es una gran construcción de 1,000 viviendas de emergencia en una sola construcción con jóvenes de toda América Latina, porque queremos también decir que la juventud de América Latina no se olvida del país que más ha sufrido y queremos estar en Haití construyendo.
In recognition of their noble efforts in providing shelter to countless vulnerable people, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored A Roof for My Country with the Shining World Compassion Award. The appreciation letter concludes.
Gracias al techo por su ejemplo inspirador de amor en acción. Ustedes han hecho una diferencia extraordinaria para mejorar la vida de tantas personas. Por la entrega desinteresada para satisfacer las necesidades de los menos afortunados, por su sabiduría, creatividad y bondadosa generosidad, y por ser un dedicado y noble modelo a seguir, nosotros aquí aplaudimos y celebramos las compasivas acciones de Un Techo para mi País y todo su grupo de voluntarios. Con gran honor, amor y bendición, Maestra Suprema Ching Hai.
A Roof for My Country also received a crystal plaque and Supreme Master Ching Hai's donation of $50,000 to further its mission of providing housing for the less fortunate. Also presented were gifts, including Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life.
Agradecer también este aporte. Los $50,000 significan más de 35 viviendas de emergencia que nosotros vamos a construir en estos 19 países del continente donde estamos trabajando. Como han manifestado todos los que han pasado acá, yo creo que en el mundo es mucha la gente que está trabajando por generar transformaciones profundas de la sociedad y nosotros humildemente también desde nuestro trabajo vamos a seguir aportando en este camino. Y también nos gustaría dejarles también Jacqueline, a través tuyo, esta vivienda que nosotros construimos en toda América Latina. Hemos construido más de 75,000 de estas viviendas y también como una señal y una muestra del trabajo que los jóvenes del continente estamos realizando por terminar con la extrema pobreza. Gracias.
Finally, Mr. Castro shared an inspiring message for all the youths around the world.
En particular, me gustaría enfocar el mensaje en los jóvenes universitarios. Nosotros somos una elite, no solo académica, sino que muchas veces económica en nuestros países. La invitación es poder aprovechar todo lo que hemos aprendido, todas nuestras oportunidades, y ponerla a disposición de las familias que no las han tenido, aprender también de la familia de los asentamientos. Nosotros muchas veces llegamos pensando que traemos soluciones a los asentamientos y nos damos cuenta que es ahí donde estamos aprendiendo tal vez las lecciones más importantes de nuestra vida. Y por lo tanto, que estén atentos, que se vinculen, que entren a nuestra página web, que nos apoyen también.
Our appreciation, a roof for my country and save the children, as well as all people involved, for your selfless dedication in caring for the less fortunate, from near and afar. May you be blessed in your continued service to God's children. For more details on Save the Children, please visit www.savethechildren.org. For more details on A Roof for My Country, please visit www.untechoparamipais.org. Cherished viewers, thank you for your presence on today's program. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, up next after Noteworthy News. May kindness and neighborly support be ever present in our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.